Yes, it has, but I think anyway, the position we've been in with field pressure and everything, it's been worthwhile. Which I think.
Because the prince has been in this position all his life, it was something that was entirely new to you.
Yes, but I hope I coped all right. Still around, anyway.
I think everyone's full of admiration for the way you did cope, if I say so.
What about the proposal, Your Royal Highness? How did that come about?
I asked Diana before she went to Australia, 2 or 3 days before, because I thought it would be a good idea that, apart from anything else, if she went to Australia, she could then think about it, and if she didn't like the idea, she could say she didn't, or if she did, she could say that, but in fact, you actually said...
Yes, quite promptly.
Before you went to Australia?
Yes.
And I've been sitting on it for 3 weeks.
Must have been an agonising 3 weeks. Did you speak at all? I mean, the phone lines must have been pretty busy between here and Australia.
Yes, we tried, but it was quite difficult, because I think there was a certain amount of press interest there, although they never actually found you, did they?
No.
But I rang up on one occasion, and I said, can I speak? And they said, no, we're not taking any calls. So I said, well, is the Prince of Wales speaking? How do I know it's the Prince of Wales? Came back to reply. He said, no, you don't, but I am. And he got enraged. And eventually I got the number because he was staying somewhere else. But they said, the phones are tapped or something, which I found highly unlikely.
Do you find it a very daunting experience that yesterday you were a nanny looking after children? Now you're about to marry the Prince of Wales, and one day you would, in all likelihood, be Queen. It's a tremendous change for someone, if I may say, of 19 to make all of a sudden, the transition.
It is, but I've had a small run up to it all in the last 6 months. And next to which, Charles and I can't go wrong. He's there with me.